Our next report comes from Lexi. Lexi is a student in the North Shore Community School, located somewhere between East Duluth and Two Harbors.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of May 2nd, 2020. My name is Lexi and I'm your phonologist for this week. May started out rather cold and windy due to an Arctic blast of cold air that reached down into our area. But a few warm days occurred and caused a small number of wildflowers to awaken. On Wednesday the 6th, marsh marigolds were blooming with their yellow flowers in the wet areas. Lupin leaves were also seen sprouting along ditches. On May 5th, Bailey was out by her garage when she saw that a dandelion came up. It was bright yellow. Several other students reported dandelions in their yards too. The first spring beauty wildflower was seen blooming in the woods on Thursday the 7th. On Wednesday the 6th, at Bailey's, there was a porcupine up in the tree. It didn't come down until after dark. A bear visited outside the Miller Hill Mall in Duluth recently and was photographed by security. Someone called the bear a window shopper. Many new birds are appearing at bird feeders this month. Even evening grosbeaks were seen on Saturday the 2nd. On Sunday the 4th, Miss T.G. heard a thin whistle of a broadwing hawk and looked up to watch it circling the sunny sky. On May 5th, Joshua heard a bird calling. He looked out the window and there was a blue jay. They are very noisy right now and seem to be glad for the warmer weather. The first grasshopper sparrow sang its buzzy song on Wednesday the 6th. A thin black beetle was sitting on Miss TG's deck during the day on Saturday the 2nd. And when she looked carefully, she saw that it was actually a lightning bug. Ellen had been hearing spring peepers at night. They're very loud, but it is a nice sound to hear in the spring. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week. Go out and explore and be observant.
Thank you, Lexi. Nice job. Lots of great reports. Cowslips on the 6th, dandelions on the 5th, spring beauties. You know, there aren't many places that I know of in Itasca County to see the spring beauty. It does bloom a little bit south of here, and it blooms in some special areas in the county, but not very many places. Over to the east, they get a lot more of them, and they are lovely spring flowers. A bear at the Miller Hill Mall. Why not? I had a bear at my house probably the night before last. Did some damage and put a lot of dirt on the window. It must have come through a real muddy spot because when it stood up to take down one of my feeders from the window, it left mud about 5 feet up the window, just paw marks and belly marks. And yeah, he must have really stretched up there to get that feeder. And a grasshopper sparrow and broad-winged hawk and a first sighting of a lightning bug, a firefly, and they will begin to shine toward the end of this month. They'll be starting their mating rituals starting at the end of May.